You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Stacy wrote into us. It has to do with exercise. I got some. I was very happy. You know how competitive I am about things like even competitive with myself. Like I have to beat my best time on things. Mm-hmm. It drives Gretchen crazy. She kind of gives me a lot of crap about it. She's like, "What is the deal that you have to beat your time?
Why do you got to beat yourself?"
But I went off to my favorite mountain trail yesterday, and I want you to know I took 51 seconds off my best time yesterday.
Did you dress lighter? I told you yesterday, it was like, dress with less clothing.
No.
Make yourself lighter and more aerodynamic.
Dude, we should talk about this, because you know what I've done the last couple of times that has improved my time?
Tell me now.
I have left my headphones in the car. Because I used to run either listening to music or podcasts. So I had something going on. And they're just light headphones. I mean, they're really wrap around the back of the head, kind of whatever. But I've left them. I'm like, I'm just going to concentrate on the running and
nature
and everything else. And I don't know if that makes it.
You became one, man. You became one with your environment.
Well, Jeremy, I'm wondering if there's some sort of study that's been done that has found, like people who run marathons, do they actually run better times if they don't have music in their ears?
I would love to know that, because, I mean, I know if you put workout mixes on, you know, that are, you know, hardcore workout music, that's supposed to make you perform better.
Well, that's what we think.
That's what you think. I don't know now.
Because I know how people are about their music. By the way, there is a side discussion about this, about the guy and his girlfriend at the park yesterday listening to their music.
Is it too loud for you?
Well, it wasn't on headphones. They were walking along listening, and this is out in the middle of nature, and it's this, you know, beautiful day.
Yeah.
And they're walking along with their phone. I was like, can you leave it for an hour?
Well,
you know, can you just go out into nature?
Did you raise your fist at him?
No, I didn't say anything, of course. But I'm just like, really?
Well,
you can't just
be
out in nature for an
hour? You can't tell people to not turn music on when they're walking around at the park.
No, but if you're walking, this is a park, bro. This is not like Clement Park. I mean, this is out as like a state park thing. Can you just enjoy the sounds of nature for an hour?
Instead of men running by huffing and puffing.
Exactly. Sweaty men. All right, but we got to get back to Stacy's note. We have
what's going on with Stacy Pants?
She says, can you settle a disagreement I'm having with my sister? I hear her always talking to people about how she, quote, works out every day. I finally called her on. I said, you've never been to a gym in your life. Her response, and she's dead serious, is, but I walk my dog twice every day.
Oh.
Stacy says, I think I just stared at her like she was joking, but no, she claims that walking her dog twice a day, since he's a big dog and almost pulls her along, is a serious workout. Dom and Jeremy, she spends about 15 or 20 minutes walking that dog in the morning and again at night. I, for one, do not count this as, quote, exercise.
Jeez, Stacy.
Can you and your listeners please settle this? Yes or no?
What does she call it then? Just walking the dog? There is some physical energy exerted here.
Yeah, so is getting up and walking to the refrigerator.
I mean, that's 40 minutes of cardiovascular activity that's happening.
Is it?
They say even just walking 30 minutes a day is beneficial for your well-being and your heart.
But when I see people walk, quote, walking the dog, I see them going about 20 feet, stopping, the dog sniffs something.
Yes, there is that.
They go another 35 feet, the dog stops and poops, and the person bends over, which I guess is exercise.
That's exercise, because I was thinking about that. If the dog's pooping, at least you're bending over maybe once.
Here's what I'm going to say about it. I'm not knocking walking the dog. I get it that is technically exercise. But when you're telling people, I, quote, work out every day.
That's the thing. Work out is the two words that I'm sticking with. Work out, work out. Is that a workout? That's a walk. It's a walk.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she clarified that it's a big dog, because, you know, that does get you thinking, too, if you got a big St. Bernard or something on the leash and you are having to pull him back and he's going out and you're pulling him back, you're getting a bit of an arm workout doing that. you know, if you are yanking him back, you know.
So now we're going to start debating arm workouts, are we? Is that right?
Yeah, we are. Is this a workout? yeah, so I think it is a little. I think it's a workout.
Five calls says it all. Five calls says it all. And you know how I feel about dogs anyway, but five calls says it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Is walking a dog, quote, working out every day?
This is an easy yes or no. I mean, you can elaborate a little bit if you want to, but
if you don't call, the people who disagree with you are going to win the day.
Is walking a dog a workout?
303-691-1MIX. You've got to call now. And if it's busy, call back until you get through, because some people will drop off the line before they get on the air. We want your call now. But right now, we are trying to settle a disagreement between Stacy and her sister. Stacy's sister tells people, I work out every day.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy called her on it and said, you've never been to the gym in your life. And her sister says, but I walk my dog twice every day. So is that a workout?
It's 40 minutes a day.
We may be just splitting hairs, but the lines are absolutely filled right now.
People are very passionate about this.
Let me just say, I have some suspicions about how people are going to go with this, but I'm gonna take the calls before I see if this is right.
You're saying
or not.
All the dog owners are calling in.
Well, what I'm saying. Hi, Tina. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Tina.
So before Tina tells us what she's saying, my suspicion is that if you walk a dog, you will call it working out and exercise. If you don't,
right,
you will
think you're doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
because yeah. You're like, oh, I want to count this. We fool ourselves, right? We fool ourselves.
Yeah, but is it fooling? Or is it genuinely exercise? What do you say,
Tina? What do you think?
All right, guys. It is with conditions. But yes, it is exercise. It is not a workout, but it is exercise.
What are the conditions?
Yeah.
Well, distance and steps, obviously. Stopping at the end of your driveway to let your dog pee is not walking your dog.
No, that's correct. I would agree with you on that. But say you're going to go walk around a lake that's a mile and a half and you do that twice a day. Is that...
Absolutely.
Does that cross over into workout, though?
Well, I guess if you have a dog like my last dog, absolutely. That dog tugged me everywhere because he wanted to make friends with every human life outside.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's fair. Tina, listen, thank you very much for that call.
So that's a yes.
So I put it down under exercise.
Exercise.
Here's Shelby on the phone. Shelby, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
What do you think?
I'd say yes, only because I have a one-year-old Australian Shepherd, and he needs the exercise, and so do I. So,
so I mean, do you break a sweat when you're out walking?
With him, yes.
Okay.
So I count that
as exercise
and workout.
Hey, you know, I have a little, what is Goldie Fawn now? She's probably like 20 pounds. If I go walk her for 45 minutes, I break a sweat. I consider it a workout.
Right.
And she's a little tiny dog, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough, Shelby. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. So far, everyone's saying it's exercise.
All right.
Hey, William, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I'm going to say no, just on the fact that my wife works at a dog boarding facility in Arvada, and they do, dog walks as a offered treatment for the dogs. And some of those dogs vary from, you know, little Chihuahua up to Great Dane, you know, half your size. So
where do they walk them, William?
They go around the Two Ponds pet trail around there, open space Two Ponds trail.
But you're saying that's not a workout, though, right?
I'm going to say no, just because, you know, I don't think you hit your peak heart rate or depending on if you do it for like more than a half hour, like if it's, you know, a committed walk. But if you're just, you know, down the block and back, like, you know, you might have hit a higher heart rate watching a horror movie or something.
Yeah, down the block doesn't count.
William, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate your time on this. So there's one vote that says no. Here's Tanya. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
So Stacy's sister is saying she's working out every day. Do you think she is?
No, I don't think she is.
Why? How come?
I mean, because you're up and moving, yeah, but like the caller before, you're not really breaking that sweat. You're just walking. You're getting your steps in.
Even if it's a 20-minute walk, though, you got to be feeling it a little bit. 20 minutes twice a day?
Yeah. Now, listen, Tanya, thank you for that call.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you for your time. I got to clarify. I'm saying if it's a choice between walking your dog or just sitting on the couch eating Doritos, hell's yes.
Walk your dog.
All sorts of movement is great. And we've got, you know, cardiovascular experts listening who might have been getting mad at me thinking I'm saying don't. No, exercise, yes. But if you tell people that walking your dog down the street and back is working out.
That's not. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, walking my dog. There are many times I'll go take the dog out for a walk and I stop 20 times because 20 different neighbors come out and start talking. That's not a workout.
You are not hitting peak heart rate by walking. Now, if you're running your dog, hey, suddenly, okay.
Wait a minute.
Jeremy, we're tied 2-2.
We need a tiebreaker.
Five calls says it all. It comes down to Steven. Steven, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so our listeners are split between whether or not walking the dog counts as a workout. What do you think?
I fall on the side of yes.
Yes.
All right. Explain why.
Because working out means different things to different people. So like the caller said, you're not hitting your peak heart rate. Well, that's just him, you know. I will say, you know, like I have two dogs and they are the ones who stop every five dang minutes. I don't consider that working out for me. But I did have a pit bull growing up. And if you need exercise, walk a freaking pit bull.
Yeah, big beefy dog dragging you along, huh?
Yeah, so
fair enough.
I do think I think what's getting people tripped up is the idea of, well, that's not exercise or working out for me personally or the dog. Because if someone just says, I walk 3 miles a day, we're going to say, yeah, that's exercise. But I think when someone's attaching a dog to it, we think it's this like leisurely thing. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, for Stacy's sister, that might be exercise and working out for her.
That's
for
a good
other
point.
People, it might not be.
That's a good point.
But we got to run. Steven, thank you.
That's a good
point.
That's
a great call.
It is.
All right, so the final was 3-2 in that, yes, that Stacy's sister.
Whew,
what I want to know about is Stacy's mom.
Hey,
and has she got it going on?
Yeah.
All right, this was fun.
I'm glad we solved this problem.
Yes.
This was a really difficult one today.
Right now, everyone who's a dog walker is breathing a sigh of relief.
Everyone that's listening, walking their dog, carrying the little bag of poop right now.
Yeah.
Enjoy your workout.
Oh, my God, that's funny. And, Stacy, thank you for writing to us. If you want to sound off or send an issue to your boys, find us on Facebook. That's an easy way to do it. Just search Dom. That's Dom with an M. Dom and Jeremy. And let us know what's going on, and it could end up on the airwaves.